Hello and welcome back to another night of learning. This is Ayman. We are learning with Chaim Baruch Menzavel, Harold Bas Pinchas, Miriam Leva Basaron, Mezen Shom Hamanalia. We're learning Refuah Shleima for all those who are sick. Mishir Bizchus for them. We're learning and davening that they should Refuah Shleima. Mishir Bizchus for Eretz Yisrael and for Klal Yisrael. Last week we gave a couple of shiurim about Tisha B'Av. And Rabbi Kito did a wonderful job about talking about Tisha B'Av and what transpired before Tisha B'Av and on Tisha B'Av and how we got to it. However, he is such an amazing writer that Rabbi Kito continues, and he talks about what happens after Tisha B'Av, meaning Shabbos Nachamim. Shabbos Nachamim is Parshas V'Chanan and always falls out, I believe, the Shabbos after Tisha B'Av. So he has a section on Shabbos Nachamu. When in doubt, he's going to be saying the sages. When he says the sages, I believe he's quoting a medrash. I'm not really sure where, but it is a medrash. And so without further ado, we're going to talk about Shabbos Nachamu. Shabbos Nachamu. The Shabbos following Tisha B'Av is the Shabbos of joy over our anticipated consolation. It is called Shabbos Nachamu, for the prophetic portion that is read is taken from chapter 40 of Yeshayahu, which begins with the words, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, console, console, says Hashem. Usually the Haftorah reading on Shabbos pertains to a theme in the respective Torah portion which is read. However, when a given Shabbos has a different character, meaning Yom Tov or Rosh Chodesh, the Haftorah reading reflects the specific theme of the day instead. Thus, on the Shabbos Ritamos and Tisha B'Av, the Haftorahs reflect a sense of calamity that characterizes the period. The first two are drawn from Yirmiyahu, while the third is from Yeshayahu. The Haftorah of Shabbos Nachamu is the first one of the seven consolations, the seven Haftorahs which are read on the seven Shabbosos following Tisha B'Av. These Haftorahs are taken from Yeshayahu and recorded prophetic messages of consolation which Yeshayahu offered Bnei Israel. The seven Haftorahs of consolation are as follows, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, which is the first one, which is Yeshayah 40. The second one is Yeshayah 49:51. The third one is Yeshayah 54. The fourth one is Yeshayah 51:52. The fifth one is Yeshayah 54. The sixth one is Yeshayah 60. And the seventh is Yeshayah 61. There are 144 psukim verses altogether in the seven Haftorahs of consolation, and 143 verses contained in the portions of admonition of the Tochacha in the Torah recorded in Michukosai, Kiseva, Nisavim, and Azinu. And we see that the consolation exceeds the admonition, meaning that within the Haftorahs there are 144, and through all the Tochacha there is 143, so it's a nice idea that the consolation outweighs the Tochacha. If Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, we read the Haftorah that pertains to Rosh Chodesh, and it takes precedence over the applicable Haftorah of consolation. For the Rosh Chodesh passage contains both themes, that of Rosh Chodesh as well as the consolation of Yerushalayim. On the other hand, if Rosh Chodesh falls on Sunday, we read the Haftorah of consolation on the Shabbos preceding it, instead of the usual Haftorah read on the Shabbos which precedes Rosh Chodesh. So there are actually different customs for this. Everybody should follow their local Shul. Seven consolations for Yerushalayim. Our sages taught, presumably I think it's in a Medrash. The word seven consolations can also be understood to mean seven offers of consolation to Yerushalayim herself. Thus, the first consolation is that which Hashem commanded the righteous to offer Yerushalayim. The second is that which Avraham Avinu offers Yerushalayim. The third consolation is offered by Yitzchak. The fourth consolation is offered by Yaakov. The fifth consolation is offered by Moshe. The sixth refers to Yerushalayim's refusal to accept the consolation offered by the righteous and her pleas for other consolations instead. The seventh is that which Hashem himself offers, as the Pasuk states, I am he who consoles you. And the Pasikta, which is, I think, a type of Medrash, but I'm not sure, we find, console, console my people, Nachamu, Nachamu. Hashem said to Avram, go and console Yerushalayim. Perhaps she will accept consolation from you. Avram went and said, accept consolation from me. Yerushalayim replied, how shall I accept consolation from you when you made me like a mountain, as the Pasuk states, on the mountain on which Hashem will be seen? Hashem said to Yitzchak, go and console Yerushalayim. Perhaps she will accept consolation. Yitzchak went, and she told him, Yerushalayim, meaning, how can I accept consolation for you? When Esau the wicked is your descendant, and has made me like a field, as the Pasuk states, and as Esau went out to the field, and his children have set me aflame. He said to Yaakov, go and console Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim said to him, how can I accept consolation from you when you treated me as if I did not exist, as the Pasuk states? So there's nothing less than the house of Hashem. Hashem said to Moshe, go and console her. Yerushalayim said to him, how can I accept consolation from you for your recorded curses and harsh decrees against me? They all returned and said to Hashem, Yerushalayim did not accept consolation from us, as the Pasuk states, afflicted and tormented, refusing consolation. Hashem immediately responded, it is I who must offer Yerushalayim consolation, for thus I have written, the one who lights the fire shall surely pay for it. I set her on fire, as the verse states, he has sent fire from above, and I shall console her, as the Pasuk states, and I shall be for her a wall of fire around her. So in other words, after nobody can console Yerushalayim, Hashem himself consoles Yerushalayim. A double consolation, console, console my people, Nachmu, Nachmu. The word Nachmu, console, is repeated, and thus it is said, let those above console her, and those below console her. Let the living console her, and let the dead console her. Console her in this world, and console in the world to come. Console her for the 10 tribes, and console for the tribes of Binyamin and Yehuda. The Pasuk used the Hebrew root meaning to weep, to cry, in two forms for emphasis. Bacho sivke, thus we should weep twice, over destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash, and over the destruction of the second. For all these reasons, the consolation Nachamu Nachamu is mentioned twice. I am he who consoles you. Rabbi Abba taught in the name of Rashimim ben Lakish. This can be compared to a king who became angry with one of his wives and banished her from the palace. Afterwards, he sought to bring her back, but she said, if he doubles the value of my marriage contract, then he can have me back. Similarly, Hashem said to Bnei Israel, my child, at Sinai I told you, I am Hashem your Lord, using the word I only once. Yerushalayim, in the time to come, I shall twice say to you, I am he who consoles you. Arise and be radiant, for your light has come. Rabbi Yochanan taught, this can be compared to one who was traveling along the road at dusk. Someone came along and lit a lamp for him, but it was extinguished. Another came along and lit a lamp, and it too was extinguished. He said to himself, from now on I shall wait for the light of morning. Similarly, Hashem said to, Bnei Israel said to Hashem, we made a menorah for you during the time of Moshe, but it was extinguished. We made another menorah in the time of Shlomo, and it too was extinguished. From this point on, we shall await your light, as the Pasuk states, for with you is the source of life. With your light, we shall see light. Hashem said the same. Arise and be radiant, for your light has come. The idea of Shabbos Nachmu is that we continue after Tisha B'Av, even though we're in grief from the destruction. But nevertheless, the idea is that we continue, and even though it may be difficult, a Jew always knows that no matter what, they have to continue. The lesson of Nachmu is that no matter what situation we're in, not just the destruction of Beit HaMikdash, we always have to continue. Whether it's Avelis, whether it's bad news, Hashem always tells us, you need to continue, and you need to move on. In this course of continuing to move on, may we see Mashiach v'mehera v'yameinu, and may we see B'sar Suzel and Iman, wishing everybody brachas, sakha, and learning. Live Torah, love Torah, learn Torah. Have a wonderful night. Thank you much. Bye-bye.